Until the recent stock turmoil triggered by the slowdown in China, many expected a September rate hike. But uncertainty over global economic growth muddied the waters. Even job numbers showing U.S. unemployment at a seven-year low has not eased concerns, says Bankrate.com's Mark Hamrick on Skype.
This August jobs report neither flashes a green light for the Federal Reserve to raise interest rates, nor does it flash a red light, meaning that it's still in this caution zone.
The caution reflects the Fed's dual mandate, full employment and stable prices. Hiking rates too soon could spark deflation and its ripple effects, says Joseph Minerick, head of research at the Committee for Economic Development.
If the Federal Reserve raises interest rates too quickly and too much and deters demand, particularly for major purchases in the economy, the result can be a cascading reduction in starting with consumer demand going on to employment.
The International Monetary Fund urges the Fed to wait until at least next year. IMF's William Murray.
We continue to believe that the Federal Reserve can afford to hold interest rates low until there are more tangible signs of wage or price inflation.
But delay also carries risk. Among them, few policy options when the U.S. economy hits another downturn, says Joe Bruswellas at financial consulting firm McGladrey.
The Fed needs, before this business cycle ends, to get the federal funds rate somewhere at or above 200 basis points. So when the inevitable recession comes, they have firepower.
But the Fed is keeping all options open. That's a worry for a market that likes certainty, says Maria Fiorini Ramirez at consulting firm MFR.
We're all bending pins and needles in terms of when they're going to do it. So if either they should say that because of weaker growth and all the other reasons that they eloquently discuss, say that we're not going to do anything, or just, you know, do it and say, you know, this is it for now.
Anyone seeking clarity will have to wait. No announcement is expected until after members of the Federal Open Market Committee meet September 16th and 17th. Millar Sega, VOA News, Washington.